Listener Production.
9 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Police are calling for information and dash cam footage after a pile-up on the southern outlet brought peak hour traffic to a halt. 8 cars and a bus were involved in 2 collisions on Tuesday near Mount Nelson. Thankfully, no one was seriously injured. We'll hear today the reasons behind the shock rate hike when the Reserve Bank boss addresses a business function in Sydney. The RBA yesterday announced another 25 basis point increase. It's part of the reason that PropTrack says it's more expensive to own than rent in Tasmania. Scott Phillips from Listener's Motley Fool podcast says the government needs to step in and curb inflation.
Let's remember one very critical factor. The RBA could do less if the government did more. They could collect more of our pay in super. They could do that tomorrow. They could increase the GST tomorrow. They could increase taxes. They could decrease spending. They could change negative gearing. They could curb immigration. There is a trillion things.
Documents for the Macquarie Point Stadium have become a major topic in Tasmania's budget estimates. The opposition and Greens accusing the state of withholding important information about the project after the state growth secretary, Kim Evans, says his department gave the premier advice which has not been made public. Shadow Economic Development Minister Dean Winter says it will be brought up in parliament.
The question for the House in 2 weeks' time will be, does it hold the premier of Tasmania in contempt?
And a southern Tasmanian man's won $200,000 in the lotto this week, using the funds to buy a tractor he's been saving for 3 years. Collingwood will be without Jordan Degoe against the Demons, Crows and Gold Coast after copping a 3-week ban at the AFL tribunal last night. The star pie was shattered after he realised the damage down from bump on young eagle Elijah Hewitt. Swans great Jude Bolton says he believes it's a pretty fair punishment.
He left Elijah Hewitt from the West Coast Eagles concussed and sent straight to the tribunal. It was a brutal bump.